Expectation for David Wright, WRIGHT, March 2545, addressed as a letter to Dr. Moon, MOON, 4631713. Dear Dr. Moon, consultation, Mr. Wright, 80-year-old gentleman for chronic kidney disease, comes accompanied with wife. There has been chronic renal abnormalities documented at least since 2020. Creatinine fluctuating between 1.3 and 1.5, representing a GFR around 50. He follows cardiology Dr. Kreposman, has congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction, recently around 24. Supposed to follow a low sodium diet, weight appetite is stable, denies vomiting dysphagia, no abdominal pain, no reflux. Frequent loose stools, but no blood melena. Has frequency urgency incontinence. He wears a pad. Not much of nocturia, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. He still has his prostate. Remote history of kidney stones. He has chronic edema, numbness on the feet. No claudication symptoms or ulcers, chronic back pain, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Prior pain control with shots. Next paragraph, no chest pain palpitation, has a pacemaker defibrillator within the last 1 year. Sleep apnea, no need for oxygen, inhalers as needed. No purulent material hemoptysis, otherwise extensive review system done. Next paragraph. Past medical history, obesity, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, hypertension, prior coronary artery disease and stenting, atrial fibrillation, a number of ablation procedures, sleep apnea, he denies the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke, or seizures, he denies chronic liver disease, he's not aware of anemia or blood transfusion, prior history of kidney stones, requiring procedure 4 or 5 years ago, Dr. Mills, M-I-L-L-S, Midland, he's not aware of the type of stone, he's not doing any specific diet for that, there has been a number of falls with trauma to the left shoulder dislocation, most of these from losing balance, denied syncope. Next paragraph. Surgeries include right-sided partial knee replacement, the prior coronary artery stents. Next paragraph, denies smoking alcohol drugs. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Levaquin Zyrtec. Next paragraph, present medication, Farxiga, Entresto, which is new within the last 4 months, Durantin that he's mostly using for his back pain, not feet, Lipitor, Trazodone, Restless Legs, Mirapex, Bupropion, Effexor, Metformin, Lasix, Xarelto, Oxybutynin, Symbicort, Flonase, Bisoprolol, a number of vitamins, Albuterol as needed, denies anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, a number of medications that were discontinued, although no true allergy, including off nitrates, Coric, Ticosin, Potassium, Motrin, Zocor, Aldactone, Clonopin. Next paragraph, other review of records, anxiety, depression, other surgeries including gallbladder, hernia repair, kidney stone removal, a number of cardioversions, at least 2 ablation procedures, the pacemaker defibrillator, cataracts, umbilical hernia. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weight 233, 71 inches tall. Blood pressure 100 over 60 on the right. On the left side, unable to be done as he's wearing a continuous glucose monitor. He's hard of hearing but normal speech, no respiratory distress. Bilateral lens implant. No facial asymmetry. No mucosal abnormalities. No palpable neck masses or phylloton lymph nodes. Lungs are clear. Heart device on the left upper chest. No pericardial wrap. Obesity of the abdomen. Large ventral hernia from diastasis of the rectum. Rectus, excuse me. RECTUS, rectus. No palpable liver, spleen, or ascites. Minimal edema, non-focal deficit, no gross rigidity or tremors. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from June. Creatinine 1.3 for a GFR of 56, stage 3. Normal sodium, potassium, acid, base, calcium. A1C at 7.7, prior uric acid 6.7, no albumin in the urine, less than 30 milligrams per gram, last cholesterol profile from December, well controlled, last PSA 0.5 in 23, There is multiple X-rays, spine. There is no imaging for kidneys or abdomen. Next paragraph, there is a recent echocardiogram, August. Ejection fraction was 24%. Left ventricle is hypertrophic. Areas of wall motion abnormalities, enlargement of atria, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, dilated inferior vena cava. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3. Long-term history of diabetes, hypertension. No evidence of proteinuria. Prior urine analysis, no blood or cells. There has been no prior imaging for kidneys or bladder to compare. Numbers are stable for a number of years without evidence of progression, no uremic symptoms, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Does have ischemic cardiomyopathy, which is a factor, but clinically appears to be compensated. He's doing salt fluid restriction. He's tolerating Entresto, diuretics, Farxiga. He has atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Xarelto, failed cardioversion and ablation procedures, has a defibrillator. There has been no need for EPO treatment with prior hemoglobin being normal. Present potassium, acid base, calcium is normal, nutrition normal. Phosphorus will be added to chemistries in a regular basis. We will update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. As long as numbers are stable, no need for imaging at this point in time. No recurrence of kidney stones, has urinary symptoms, but nothing to suggest urinary retention. Wife is familiar with medical terms. She used to work at the office of pediatrician Dr. Philippon, F-I-L-I-P-O-N, as well as surgeon Dr. Bruno, B-R-U-N-O. We'll see him back on the next 6 months, end of dictation.